Good morning to you all, and thank you for being with us as we gather together this, the Sunday that we set aside each year to celebrate Memorial Day weekend. Memorial Day is a national holiday here in the United States, although various forms of Memorial Days are celebrated all around our world. And as a national holiday, not all national holidays get attention in the life of the church. Arbor Day doesn't exactly get a sermon dedicated to it. Mother's Day does. The 4th of July, not usually a sermon. But when we come to Memorial Day, this is a day when we actually do stop and reflect theologically on what it means for Memorial Day to be a holiday in our midst. And part of the reason for this is that it touches on something very deep and central to the Christian identity, and that is the notion of sacrifice and love that motivates sacrifice. On Memorial Day, we are reminded of the fact there is not a man or woman who enters into the United States military service, whether it's the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, or the Coast Guard, who does so without the knowledge that it's quite possible that they may be called upon to give the entirety of their lives in service, and that their deaths might be an accomplishment that gives life to the people of this nation. That is sacrifice. And on Memorial Day, we are reminded of the fact that sacrifice in love is part of the very fabric of the church's existence. As Jesus is speaking to his disciples in today's gospel, he is reminding them of how important it is that they are unified, and that unity does not come because they share a common history or culture or nation. This isn't what it was to be unified as a Jew within Israel. This is something different, something that can't be signified with circumcision in that particular case. And that their unity is to be born of love. Love for God, love for Jesus' teaching, and love for one another. And that as they share in that unity, bound together in love, that the world will be able to look at them and say, look at the people of God. We recognize that they are people because they are bound together by a force of love. And in the history of the church, quite oftentimes that love has been lived out in personal sacrifice. People who are willing to give of themselves, not partially, but wholly, entirely willing to give of their very lives in service to God in order that they might express the love that they have without boundaries. And that is, in many senses, what we're talking about on a human scale when we're talking about Memorial Day. All of us know someone who has given themselves to military service who are no longer with us. Some of those individuals may have died in the military. Some of those individuals may have simply died of natural causes and they're no longer with us, though they served in the military. Today is a day when we remember. We remember what it is that they did and why they did it. And in doing so, hopefully we help our nation be slightly more unified. I think we would all agree that right now our nation is far from unified. And so these holidays exist to remind us that we are a people who are willing to give of our lives for a greater cause. That greater cause, of course, is the American ideal. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness at some point it has been called. But there's so much more to it than just life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. There is the American ideal. This ideal, of course, was very much formed by the foundation of Christian theology. All of our founding fathers brought to the foundation of our country a fundamental understanding of morality, of ethics, of right and wrong, that was built entirely on the foundation of Christian doctrine. That Christian doctrine again pointed them back to the fundamental understanding that we are to be bound together with something greater than a national identity, greater than a cultural identity, greater than an ethnic identity. The United States provided none of those things. We were a nation of mutts, people who are a little bit of everything, from a little bit of everywhere. Not one nation of unique, genetically identical people like you might find in, say, Denmark or Sweden. So what was that the founding fathers saw as our fundamental defining characteristic was a love for neighbor and the defense of one's neighbor, the commonwealth, that we might be a people dedicated to building one another up. This was informed by their Christian faith, the faith that taught them that it was important to love your neighbor and to be bound together with your fellow Christians in love. As we move forward into the world that we live in right now, if you look even just a little teeny tiny bit, you will recognize that the principal defining element about the world we live in today is disunity. The principal defining element is fractured continuity, that none of us are as connected to each other as we ought to be. We see things differently, we act differently, we dress differently, we color our hair differently, sometimes very, very, very differently. We live in a world of differences that have become so defining that we are disconnected. What is it that as Christians we can bring to this world to bring reconnection? Well, the answer Jesus provides in today's gospel lesson very simply in a single word: love. First, we love God. We love God with the entirety of our hearts, our souls, our minds, and our bodies. This means that we are willing to submit ourselves to God's rule, God's law, and God's word. And in doing so, we find in that a unifying definition of truth. That truth is so self-evident that an entire nation, one that we live in right now, was founded on the principles of it. And that truth that we find in God Almighty overrides all of the false truths of this world. And that in loving God above all else, we recognize that we share a singular defining truth as brothers and sisters in Christ. Now, yes, we're going to argue about how one interprets those truths. The Presbyterians and the Lutherans and the Methodists and the Episcopalians and the Roman Catholics and the Protestants of every variety out there, and there are a lot of those, whether they're Pentecostals or Quakers. We might interpret the specifics of God's truths differently, but we still hold to the notion that God is our only singular source of truth. And in that, we are unified by our love for God. And from that love that we have received from God and returned to God, we then take from that well of love and we love our brothers and sisters in Christ. And as we love our brothers and sisters in Christ, because we are those who have all been unified by the gift of Jesus Christ on the cross, we are those who have been redeemed by the gift of Jesus Christ on the cross, and we are those who live in the promise of Jesus Christ who was resurrected from the dead, we are unity in Christ through love, the love that we share for one another. In the power of that love, we then can go out into this broken and fractured world and invite others into the same unity that we share in. Not because we are morally or ethically superior, but because we are sanctified, saved, redeemed, and forgiven, and therefore welcome to invite others to share in the same grace we have received. If we are to bring unity into this world, it cannot be a human unity, because human unity is full of fractures and cracks and brokenness. There is no such thing as human unity, only human disunity. If we are to bring true hope into this world, it must be a hope that comes from beyond our own broken hands. It must be a hope that comes from the hands of God alone. And in this, we proclaim the message of Jesus Christ to this fallen and broken world that in Christ there is love and forgiveness and renewal, and that in that unity there is wholeness and completeness. And in that, we share love with the world that we live in, a love that is transformative, a love that takes the brokenness of this world and heals it with the grace of Jesus Christ, and only with the grace of Jesus Christ. So I say to you this Memorial Day weekend, remember the witness of all those who've come before you. Remember the witness of those who are willing to sacrifice of themselves in order that others might live. Remember the love with which they did that. And remember that we, as the sons and daughters of God, are called to go out into the world and serve in an even greater way, to bring love in an even greater way, unity in an even greater way, to heal the world in a more powerful way. But that power is born of love and unity, which is, of course, what we're remembering on Memorial Day weekend.